Tiffany Lankus, welcome back to Press Pass in our education conversation.
Thanks for having me again.
It's been a busy time since we last met. There's been several things. The Buffalo School District will not be accepting the fact-finding report on the Buffalo teachers' contract.
This is a pretty key development, and people who have been following know this is an issue that's dragged on for a decade. Both sides have been waiting, kind of, you know, wait-and-see mode to see what this fact-finder came up with. And, you know, it was an interesting report. I don't think there was anything too surprising in it. Raises for teachers that would have amounted to about 12%. Something that was really key and interesting, and I think made it more acceptable to the union, was the health insurance piece. Rather than pay a percentage, which obviously could change from year to year of the contract, it was a flat rate that went up to, I think, about $600 for an individual teacher. And then there were some seniority bonuses for people higher up on the scale. Interestingly enough, though, a similar report came out last year, and it was BTF that rejected it. This time around, Phil Rimore came out almost immediately saying, we're on board. We think this is a good place to start negotiating a settlement. And then you hear from the school board, who resoundingly rejected this.
Well, Ogilvy said that the recommendation carries a $100 million price tag. So obviously he would be very difficult to search for that kind of funding at this point.
It is. You know, the budget is always kind of a moving target, because when the budget season starts, they're looking at these huge deficits because they don't really know what the state is going to come through with. There's concern. There's a number of unfunded, well, they call them unfunded mandates from the state, but things they're required to do that they have to find the money for. And so adding an extra $100 million in can be a little bit of a stretch. And then keep in mind, when you're dealing with these percentages, they're just going to go up every year. Ogilvy mentioned that the retiree costs alone are very quickly approaching 10% of the school district's budget.
And he seemed very concerned about that, the aspects of what the future would bring for those retirees.
Right. Again, I mean, I think you see the health care costs and the pension costs are starting to take a hard hit, not just on school district budgets, but other government budgets. And so moving forward, as you have more retirees added into that pool, it's something they're definitely keeping an eye on.
One thing I found that they seemed to agree on was the committee set up to talk about the work rules, longer school day as one of them. Did you find that they were both on that kind of same page, that that should be discussed in a committee and then move forward in the actual contract negotiations?
That did seem to be the case, and actually that's not uncommon. I've mentioned before we went on air, I've been doing some research on other school districts, and some of the districts that have managed to negotiate more innovative contracts, that's actually how they've gone about doing it, is you get some teachers, some principals, people who are appointed, you know, outside of the usual lawyers sitting around a table, you know, and the people who, quite frankly, know most what's happening in classrooms and how these things might affect them and students. So we'll see where that goes, because then, you know, obviously then that's another committee that you then wait to see if they can come up with anything. You know, it somewhat prolongs the process.
Getting a contract negotiated and completed does really reflect on the school superintendent. And right now, Ogilvy is an interim one. And I know they both want to get this on both sides. They want to get this accomplished. Will it be done during his stay?
My guess would be no, to be honest. I mean, you're back to the same situation, essentially, you've been at least for a couple years following the resolution of the lawsuit. You're in a situation where BTF really does have very little incentive to change this contract. They'll keep working under the one that does give them a slight bump every year and free health insurance. And you've got, you know, the superintendent seems to be asking for less, I think, controversial things. The most, I think, that he is asking for that's ruffling some feathers is to lengthen the school day. But you've got some board members that feel very strongly about trying to implement a merit pay system, which is very controversial. So not only do you need a superintendent who's coming in and has the will to do that, you need someone almost with a certain degree of finesse to go in and come up with a system that is fair and equitable to teachers and convince them of that.
And one difficult problem that Phil Remore said he's up against is he's not certain a longer school day would be effective when he's still trying to manage for his teachers the oversized classes.
Well, and this is where, especially that these issues are coming up during contract talks, I think you can see where this becomes a little bit of a shell game. No one disagreed that 30 kids in a kindergarten classroom was a bad idea, but the reality is that's what's in the contract. So, you know, Ogilvie, to his credit, did, I think, recognize that issue. They're trying to hire aides. I don't think they've quite got there yet, but said we need a policy that regulates class size beyond what's in the contract. But that's something you think historically has probably been a chip that the district has held on to because, you know, these contract negotiations are a give and take, which unfortunately there are a lot of things on the table that probably aren't happening because of these negotiations, but that do have a big impact on students and teachers.
One other thing I think that Remore and Ogilvie seem to both agree on is they would like officially to start some kind of real talks after the first of the new year right away and hit the ground running. Did you also sense that as well?
That does seem to be the case, you know, and I think we're kind of back to square one. You've got several board members saying they're not going to approve a contract unless there's merit pay in there. You know, I don't know where that's going to leave them in the new year unless Phil Remore has some kind of dramatic turnaround, because at the end of the day, the board will need to sign off on the contract as well.
Tiffany Lankus, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll see you in the new year.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.